This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Nikki.
Welcome to Swipe Fat.
Where dating's hard.
But dating when you're fat is even harder.
I'm getting married next year.
To who?
I'm not sure, but I got drunk on Friday and went to a tarot card reader with basically a stranger accompanying me to this tarot card reading. And we got joint tarot card readings. She said, I'm getting married next year. I'm moving to the East Coast.
So you're abandoning me is what I hear. Twice. Apparently, not once, but twice.
Apparently. Yes.
You know, my abandonment wounds are deep.
So I went out for, it was a coworker's last day. And so we were like getting drinks and stuff. I accidentally poisoned her with walnuts. And so everybody left, but one of our bartenders was there.
Okay.
And I was a little drunk at this point, and he's like, we can keep going. Like, and so we went to another bar, and I thought that was going to be it. And we go home. Meanwhile, it is early. It is like 6-7.
Okay.
Maybe 7. And I look at him and I was like, I was supposed to go to a tarot card reading with her. That's how our night was ending. And I think my night should still end that way. And he's like,
Are you going to see?
This person on Milwaukee next to Revel Room.
Okay.
And he goes, well, I've never done one, but I guess I'm game. So we walked to there. She can't see us yet. So then we went down. Her husband greeted us.
Obviously.
You know how it's their
yeah,
house.
It's like
basically.
In their house. Yeah.
Yeah. There was a baby gate. We went down to the room, had a drink, went back up. I didn't know we were going to be together, but we were together doing our, and she's like, is this your read? Like, do you want to get your money's worth? Is this your reading? Or like, are you going to like, tell me what you want me to say? And I was like, oh, sorry, I'm intoxicated. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. And then she went and she kept going. And told me how I'm getting married. And I was like, is it going to be a man or a woman?
Okay.
She said it's a man.
Okay.
Maybe it's someone with a very masculine energy. Who knows?
Okay.
You know?
I like that you're keeping it open.
That's how that guy found out I was queer.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I'm getting married, moving to the East Coast. I was like, no, I'm not. And she goes, no, you are. And I was like, no, I'm not.
Maybe this person's from the East Coast.
Maybe that could be it. And she told me to come back to her when I'm sober.
Were you allowed to record it, or did you have to remember all of this?
I had to remember all of this.
That's hard.
It was an in-person, like, yeah, I had to remember. Yeah. Luckily, I wasn't that drunk. You know, I was just a couple of cocktails in, but enough for me to just like start talking.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, shut up, bitch. She told him he has to work on himself.
Okay.
And he's going to be alone for a while. But then she said the girl he's going to end up with, like, said her name, and he knows who she is.
Whoa.
It's his ex-girlfriend's friend.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So are you going to go back to Patty?
After that, we had to go get another drink to recover. Figured that was too soon. So instead, I went and played putt-putt.
This was a night.
Well, no, that was a day. Sunday was a day.
Oh, it was a whole day.
When I almost went back to her on Sunday when I was sober.
Oh, okay. I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to have to go back to Patty eventually.
I know. I wonder if Lauren knows Patty. I should ask her.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, yep. But I'm getting married.
On the East Coast.
Too. But it's going to happen. I should probably start dating and putting myself out there to find somebody to marry. But because they're not going to like just drop on my couch like I feel like. But, you know.
That's a good place to start.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been on the dating app since the day I've made that for Dating Sunday. So.
But you did go to a mixer recently.
Yeah, I did the Meet IRL mixer for the queer friend mixer. For friends or more. That's how they're putting it now.
Oh, I like that. Friends or more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it was like for you for friends, but I feel like that's putting yourself out there pretty big time.
It was, and I was terrified.
Yeah, I know you like texted me and you're like, wait, it was really scary to get the email from them ahead of time because you're like, wait, this just is like too real.
Yeah, making it real. Like, I honestly want to be like, Penny, maybe don't send that email.
It's like terrifying.
Yeah.
I know. It's like I wasn't nervous until you sent that email telling me what to expect. And now I'm expecting too much. I said to you, I was like, I know this is for people who are anxious and need to know everything, but I think I'm the opposite of that, apparently, and I didn't want to know everything. But once you got there, did you feel like better? Because like once I was there, I was like, oh, everyone's nervous.
No, other people's being nervous doesn't make me feel better. I just take on their nervous energy.
I just like it made me feel like, oh, everyone feels the same.
Yeah. I got there late, like I was not supposed to do. So I didn't have to mingle.
Yeah, I didn't really do the mingling either.
Well, everybody was doing the game on the bat with the stickers on the back.
Yeah, see, our team, we didn't know that, we didn't get it. We were dumb. Anyway, keep going.
I think they fixed that since you're doing.
Okay.
They like, they're highly encouraging it. But I basically had time to get a drink, put my bag down, and then find out if I was a mover or a sitter.
Mm-hmm.
And it was go time.
Okay.
I was a mover, which I was very glad I was a mover.
I moved too.
Mm-hmm. 6 minutes goes quick.
So fast.
If you're interested in talking to them.
Did you use prompts?
For some people, I did.
Really?
If there was... Like, okay, so basically the first six people, easy. Yeah, it was like the sixth or seventh table where I was like, oh. Because I thought I was in it. Like, I thought it was going to be so easy the whole way. And then you just meet different personalities that you might not necessarily jive with.
Yeah.
I ended very strong. And I got in a group chat from that person.
Right. Yeah. I remember you talking. And wait, you didn't get food with them? Or you went and got food after?
No, I did.
Okay.
So we hung around. I drank a whole bottle of wine at Consignment Lounge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because we were there that long mingling.
You're there for almost like 3 hours.
And then, yeah, I started a group. Yeah, a long time.
Yeah.
I met another person who was a mover and then a girl who was a sitter. She was my last person and she was great. And then so me and another mover and her like started bonding and like we were in the corner just laughing the rest of the night, like talking. And then I went, I Ubered home with the guy, the mover, and we went and grabbed food, like takeout, before we went home. And like, we've been texting since.
Aww.
So, yeah.
Besties.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was fun. They're very young. And by very young, I mean, they're under 30.
Okay. My biggest question that I had from this whole thing, because it's a baby gay like event, which I don't, do people know what that is? Like, I know what it is, but maybe some people don't.
Just like you're new to the queer community, like figuring it out. What's your question?
Okay. I think maybe you were going to go there anyway, but what my question was just like, did you guys talk about being baby gays or like what was, I don't know.
So apparently most people did not.
Okay.
I apparently got a lot of tea.
Oh.
When I was sitting with certain people.
Okay.
Yeah. yeah. So there were people who were newly out, a lot of bi women, one bi guy who said he was, I hope I'm not like putting his, well, we don't know who he is.
Yeah.
He's 80% straight.
Okay.
20% might be bi.
Questioning.
He's been to straight, straight speed dating events for Meet IRL. I found two women were in relationships with men. Well, no. So, the one lady who scared me, I learned later that she is married.
Okay.
And dating women right now.
Okay.
So open relationship. I learned the next day through sleuthing on Instagram. We did not exchange, but she exchanged with the guy that I went and got sushi with. we were just not each other's people.
Yeah.
And then there was a therapist there.
Fun.
Who has a male partner, has had threesomes.
Okay.
And is trying to figure it out. Has gone on a couple of dates with women, but just seeing where it goes.
That's so interesting.
Yes. I really backfired me asking somebody what they do during that time, you know?
Really?
Oh yeah, which I knew it's not super popular with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You and I just love asking people what they do
because I think we're so interesting.
I know, and we're passionate about what we do, but majority of people just have a job to make money and they don't care about it.
Yeah, but even then, I think your job is fascinating.
But they don't find their job fascinating, so they don't want to talk about it. And a lawyer read me to filth about it. So,
okay.
Her and I also did not exchange any information.
Okay. Sounds like maybe she needs a new job.
No, she just does it to make money.
Well, yeah, but you can't just say like what you do and change the subject. You have to like read you to filth, quote unquote. Like, why?
I don't know. It was fine. But yeah, no, I had a good time. I met some really nice people. And I'm glad I left with a group chat. Oh, and they called me Renee Rapp.
Yes,
that's a compliment.
That is the biggest ultimate compliment in bisexuality, mm-hmm, is to be called a Renee Rapp.
Yeah.
She's the queen.
She's our bi queen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and they loved my outfit choice. I know I was so nervous about
what were
my
you
outfit
wearing? I don't even remember.
I did a brown long sleeve, like turtleneck dress with, from Affirm. Revolve with my Eloquii pleather and some black booties.
Cute.
Mm-hmm. And I got compliments, so it was worth it.
Nice.
Nobody told me that I looked absolutely fire, like Pookie, but it's still fine.
I freaking love them, by the way. I know it's controversial. Well, wait, what?
Yeah.
What's controversial now?
They're finding their tweets.
Like Republican stuff?
Yeah. Which, I mean, obviously, like if you hear them.
Aren't they from like Alabama?
She's from Pennsylvania. She was a flight attendant in Pennsylvania. And I think that's how they met. Or there's a lot of things going on about how they met.
They met at a wine bar.
But she was a flight attendant then. I don't know. So.
Yeah. They met. Okay. No, I know the whole story because I watched it.
Okay.
They were at a wine bar and he went up to her and he asked her on a date and she was kind of like, meh. And they texted and stuff and he convinced her and she was on a flight. Like working that day when they were meeting and she was like 2 hours late to this date because her flight was delayed and he waited and cause he was obsessed with her. I know. And then they were like inseparable ever since.
Yeah. They like moved in basically after one day and got married in 10 months.
Yeah. He was like, I knew.
Yeah. But yeah. So, but they live in Atlanta. They're from like Alabama, like area, like they, so they're bound to have college things come out with Confederate flags because unfortunately at any Southern school at a sorority or fraternity party, there are flags coming out, especially like with people in our 30s.
Yeah.
But I haven't read all the tweets or anything.
Okay. So it's mostly Confederate flag stuff.
That's so stuff's coming out. People are saying racist tweets and stuff. Which I haven't seen anything past the Confederate flag, which, yes, is bad, means bad.
I
didn't know if there was anything else.
Right.
But Pookie is looking absolutely fire. And I'm obsessed with how she's obsessed with Waffle House because I think it's disgusting.
That was funny. I do like that about her. Here's the thing that I've been seeing a lot of commentary on because, you know, dating content apparently I search for a lot people like stitching them and talking about how cringe they are and then people stitching that and talking about how women have become so like almost like we don't expect this kind of treatment so then we find it cringe when it does happen and I thought that was an interesting thought process where it's sort of like, we think it's so cringe that he's treating her so well. Why?
Yeah. I haven't seen those stitches. I've just seen people using the audio or stitching them. But I will say we're putting him on a pedestal when we absolutely destroyed him back when they were in Europe because she posted a video of him watching football at a fancy ass dinner.
Yeah, I remember.
Like we're both like on a pedestal and shitting on him all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, also the first time I remember seeing them together and I thought they were cringe because there was like zero context. But I remember he was like talking about, you know, she's absolutely looking beautiful or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he kind of looked like trash that day. I think it was because he wasn't going out maybe. And he was just saying that she looked pretty. I just remember he just didn't look like he was wearing a cute outfit at all.
Yeah, well sometimes he doesn't. He's like with the jeans and his belt and his polos like tucked into his jeans and he doesn't look amazing. But then like when they're in Europe, he like has on this fit and like but like a lot of the times he's wearing the Southern Man special. True. And you're like, ew.
Right.
Sometimes it feels like he's dressing her up like a doll.
Okay, I could see that.
But
I think it's that she dresses herself and he's just doing commentary.
I think maybe it's how he's talking about her. I'm not sure. I kind of get that we're not used to it. That's why it's cringe. Because when you said that he waited at a restaurant for her for 2 hours, I was like, does he not have anything better to do? Like, I'd be out of there. I'm not sitting there for 2 hours waiting for somebody.
I know. I mean, it just sound and like when he got her those flowers, did you see that?
Yes.
I mean, those were insane. But
yeah.
I don't know. It's just like he wants to dote on her and we're all like, ew, weird. But I feel like
I think it's because he's doting on her in public. Like if this wasn't happening on camera and she told her girlfriends, they'd be like, this is so great. But it is content. It's not all real.
Yeah. I know. I also think it's hilarious when like Zach Bryan used the sound.
And Brianna. Yeah. No, they didn't use the sound. They actually did it.
Oh, they didn't use the sound.
No, they didn't use the sound. Oh, they recreated it.
That's funny. I thought that was cute. And then he like responded and was like, your songs are absolutely fire.
Yeah. Just,
I don't know. I like that he's making fun of himself. Yeah. I at first I thought it was weird. I think the first one I ever saw of them was the Chick-fil-A one. And I didn't.
The one in bed?
Yeah.
Where he brings her Chick-fil-A?
Mm-hmm. And something about, okay, I also, sorry, I'm in two different mind spaces here. But then I saw someone else talk about how it's almost like he's the Southern, what do they call them? It was like a Southern y'all, like a guy who, like, almost like a Todd Chrisley. Like, he gives that kind of, like, flamboyant man vibe.
Okay.
But, like, a Southern man flamboyant is different than, like, someone who's, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think some people were saying that's why maybe we find him cringe is because he gives Todd Chrisley vibes.
Maybe. I don't know. It's funny. I've been seeing them well before they were trending. And I didn't like it, but now that everybody likes it, I hate that I'm like, well, it's Pookie. Are you Pookie? Are you a Pookier? Like, there's so many.
I don't know. I think
there's so many things going off of it. So good for her.
I think she could have
leaned. Good for Campbell.
I think she could have leaned out of it and she didn't, and she just leaned into it. Like, this is who we are. And I think that's respectful. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Vim, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Are you Pookie or Pookier?
I think I'm a Pookie. What are you?
Yeah, I feel like somebody would call me Pookie. I'm not calling somebody Pookie.
Yeah, I think we're both Pookies.
Yeah. You know who's an example of somebody who's kind of like Jet, sort of, but in a less cringe way, and that he's the Gen Z version and we're all obsessed, is Lily and Scott. Do you know who they are?
Mm-mm.
So Lily, she was like ECB, I don't know, on TikTok. She has a short little bob. She's in Colorado Springs, Denver. She started dating this guy about a year ago. She didn't show his face and he was wearing green Croc boots. That's how we knew him for a while.
Okay.
But he just loves her, loves everything about her. She loves everything about him. And we've got to see the relationship unfold. And they don't like make relationship content. He just like, if they're happen to be together, she's normally getting dressed and like things like that. But they just got engaged this weekend. And what he likes to do is he works in marketing and he likes to plan trips for her, like elaborate things where, so on the day before they left, he gave her an itinerary.
Oh, I saw this.
Basic itinerary with gifts and a packing list. And there was a crossword puzzle that she had to fill out to get clues. And he did that every single day for her. And he's done this throughout their relationships, things like that, like super sentimental things. And like he laminated her crossword puzzles. And girls were like, oh my God, he laminated them so you could keep them. No, after the last day, he got her like her third day gift after they got engaged. He made that whole thing into a book for her so she could keep it forever, like so they could have it forever. And then he rented the bar at Union Station in Denver and invited all of her family and all of his family and planned like just very thoughtful things. And it's like, I think we're just not used to people being thoughtful when it comes to like other people or even themselves, like just like not being sentimental and thoughtful, like not really caring about it. But like him, I find it so adorable. But when my stepdad made my mom a like a, I don't know, a scrapbook to propose to her. When I was a kid, I thought it was so like cheesy and dumb. But now if a guy did that for me, I'd be like, oh my God, he like really cares about me. He's thoughtful. He's thinking about me. He thought about all the moments. Pookie's doing the same, or Jet's doing the same thing, but like it just doesn't seem like that. He just dotes on her, which he loves her, and that's what really matters.
Yeah, I think doting is fine.
I think that's why Scott seems less creepy.
Scott seems less creepy to you?
Yeah, less cringy, because it's like, it's more like truly thoughtful, not just like buying things, telling her how fire she looks and pretty, and like nothing's it's extravagant, but in a like thoughtful way. But they're two different women, so maybe that's it too.
Yeah, I think it's that they're two different women. I think that she values different things than the other person values, right? And
yeah,
both are fine.
Yeah. But it brings me to the thoughtfulness and the orange peel theory. If you're like us, our For You page is just full of women asking their boyfriend to peel an orange for them.
Yep. I'm obsessed.
And like, it's to prove that if they peel the orange, that they care about you. Like, that they'll do things for you.
100%. Do you think that you can ask them to peel it for you, or do they have to offer it? Because that seems to be a question mark.
Well, there's the most in all of it, people are like, they're saying, I really want an orange. And the guy's like, oh, I'll get you one. And all of them I've seen, they've asked them to peel it. Be like, I really don't want to mess up my nails. Or could you peel it for me?
Okay, I've seen both. And then people are like saying you can't. The whole point is that you're not allowed to ask. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, then 75% of the internet fails. But right. Also, what partner wouldn't peel an orange for their partner if they were asked? The one that's going viral? That where mm-hmm. he's better, but he saw the camera. It seems so like he knew you what think? Was going on. Yeah, and like, yeah, yeah.
You saw the one I saw, the guy wasn't even in the video.
Oh, really? Like, I saw one where you could, like, he could see the camera if he wanted. But like, the thing is, what if he was just in a really bad day, really bad mood?
I know. That's why it's like not really fair to like judge. But I'm also like, why would you put that up if he was really an asshole?
Yeah, she wouldn't. If he was really an asshole, she wouldn't. Because she doesn't want to be embarrassed, and she doesn't like want people telling her not to be with him. And like, if she was really an asshole, she would be insecure about it.
Anytime I see where it's an account where it's like Sam and Ty and, you know, it's like a couple, I'm like, yeah, then this is not, this is like either fake or like when they react badly. Or just like you're so used to these things where you're getting asked to do these things that you're like just over it at some point. Right. Yeah. So sometimes the boyfriends or husbands will be like, which one is this? Like theory is this, you know, like, cause I feel like all of us are doing this to everyone we know.
Did you see the one with Paige and Craig where she posted it high as fuck? And he thought the trend was him being able to peel it in one go around. He's like, well, did I win?
Yeah, he's so like,
that's
cute.
Not what it is.
That was funny.
That's not what it is.
I liked that one.
Yeah, it's just like, I think like if you're with somebody who cares about you, they're going to peel the fucking orange for you. They're going to get the orange for you. They're going to peel the orange for you. The same way, like if like I have friends who never open in their own sodas, their partner always opens them, are like, you can't open a jar of salsa. They're going to open it.
Yeah.
Just like we would do the same thing for our partner, and we just do it in a different way.
Well, have you seen the bird theory? Because I feel like that one's a little bit more saucy, legit.
I mean, I think it's legit, but I think it's legit because you want your person to always be matching your attitude and like your excitement.
Your energy. That's the
Yeah, your energy, like everybody, that's what you want in a person.
Mm-hmm.
It's called empathy.
So the bird theory is that like if I said to my partner, like, oh, look at that bird, and they weren't like, oh yeah, that's an interesting bird. That they're not like interested. Basically, they should be interested in something because you're interested in something is the gist of it. Even if it's something stupid and silly, like just a bird. And I saw a podcast with this guy being interviewed by a girl, and I don't think he's in a partnership. So, you know, it's just sort of like you're asking someone who's not in a relationship this question. But they were like, would you care? And he was like, well, if you're pointing out a pigeon, no. And because like you see pigeons everywhere, like what's interesting about a pigeon?
Yeah, but I think it's like it's not necessarily you pointing out a bird, or it's like it's showing something that you're interested in. Like somebody like picked up a rock and was like, oh, it looks like a heart, and he's like, oh my god, it does. Or like just going along with that. But like, I mean, I've dated guys who are so into things that I'm not into, but I would act interested, like not like fake interest to them, but I would act interested in them. And I guess I kind of was interested because they were interested. Like it made them excited to tell me about it. So I wanted them to tell me about it.
Totally. This is why I now watch Marvel movies.
Yeah, I wasn't going to watch MMA on my own, but the guy I was dating loved MMA. So you know what I did? I made a whole fucking chip and dip spread for us to watch the damn MMA pay-per-view fights. And he loved it. And I ate some chips and dips while he was excited.
That's cute. But yeah, that's bird theory.
It's just being interested in your person. Yeah.
100%.
I get the trends and I think they're so fun, but it's like at one point it's like, why does there have to be a trend to be a good person? Like, or like to be like, why are we always proving that you like your partner's good? Like, why do we have to like put it out there on the internet like that?
Maybe it's
just me be jealous that I can't.
I think a little bit is like showing off, but I think sometimes they think they're going to like actually catch their person being like a dick. But like I did see one that I thought was funny where it was like a woman asking her husband to peel an orange, and he was like so fucking annoyed about it. And he was peeling the orange and she's like, well, you seem pissed. And he's like, yeah, I am. I don't want to do this, but I'll do it for you. You know? And it was like, he was mad. He didn't want to do it, but he did it. And I thought that was funny. Like, you know, I like those ones where it's sort of like,
that's love.
Yeah.
You don't always like each other, but you always love them.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite trend, it's over now. Well, actually, it's done on my For You page, but knowing it, it'll still be on yours. I'm always shocked sometimes when you're like, oh, have you seen this? I'm like, yeah, 2 weeks ago. You like such different For You pages. The ketchup trend.
I have seen that one.
That's my favorite. So if you don't know what that is, it's when girlfriends are pouring, like squirting ketchup on their couch, on their counter, and then telling their boyfriend to clean it up. And most of them are taking a paper towel, just rubbing it all over the fucking counter. It's like making a bigger mess. And then there's some guys who know how to clean and they're cleaning it up properly. But one girl was like, somebody cooked here. And he's like, yeah, my mom.
Like, yeah, that was awesome. That was great. I think that one hasn't shown up on my For You page as much because it was pissing me off. I couldn't do it. I was like, how do you not know how to clean up a spill?
I only saw like three guys who didn't know how to clean up the spill. The rest of them were doing it right. Or it's guys like just saying, waiting for a girl to come spill, like to pour ketchup on my counter so I can show them I know how to do it. Like,
that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was just pissing me off. I was like, show me less of this, please, TikTok. I cannot with the...
No, thank you.
No, this is not for me. I need to be with someone who knows how to clean up a spill.
Mm-hmm.
That would drive me crazy. If it's just like soy sauce everywhere. Everything is like sticky. Everything's sticky all the time. Because that's how they were cleaning it. Like you said, like it was, they were just like rubbing it around until it like kind of went away. And I'm like, okay, so how are your countertops not always sticky?
Yeah.
That's gross. How are there not flies everywhere?
Well, also the guys who were like taking, it off with the paper towel, it still has to be sticky. Like, you got to spray it with cleaner after.
Totally. Where are you get? Where's the Clorox wipe?
Yeah.
Wax on, wax off.
Love a good Clorox wipe.
Me too.
My favorite cleaning supply.
Same. Have a lot of them. Buy them in bulk.
I wish there was an eco-friendly way to use them.
I know. Well, you should be, I guess. Well, I like to clean up a lot.
The convenience, though.
I know. I like to clean up. Well, we're not an eco-friendly podcast. We don't need to talk about this, right?
Right.
I was going to tell you how I do it. No,
but one of my goals for this year is to recycle, be better at recycling. So
that's
my step of getting more eco-friendly.
That's a good goal.
I'm recycling,
on the subject of goals, more dating in person. I didn't tell you, but I signed up for a mixer.
What? Which one?
It's February 15th. It's like a meet IRL mixer.
Oh, yeah. She told me about it.
I was excited to do one that's more like, I don't know, mingling, less you have to meet everybody in a timely manner, you know?
They'll have to let me know how that goes.
We'll report back.
People at the event had signed up for that mixer.
Oh, interesting.
Two girls.
Okay.
Oh, I met a plus size girl there who has done speed dating and gone to mixers. And I was like, so have you gone on dates? What's it like being a plus size girl at these things? I was asking her all the information.
What'd she say?
Because her and I were the only plus size girls, you know?
Oh, at mine it was mostly
plus size. She said she's been on one date.
Okay.
I told her that and she goes, oh my God, what is I there? And I was like, well, you're acting like you're always been the only plus size girl. She goes, I have. I was like, so then I don't think you were at that one. You know?
Yeah.
I was like, no, but she was really nice. So, are you wondering what I'm doing right now?
Yeah.
I'm putting on lotion.
Oh, okay. It looks like lube. The way it came out was so sexual.
It's my L'Occitane. It's so thick. It hurts to open it, but yeah, it's my L'Occitane. My fancy ass hand cream that I'm obsessed with. And it was sitting next to me and my hands were dry. Ted really likes it too. He likes to lick it, but we're not gonna do that.
Well, it looks like
he
we
wants
are.
To like any skincare. Any skincare, any lotion. He's like, it smells good.
So funny.
No, Ted. He loves smells. That's
I know. He loves flowers.
He likes pretty smells. Well, that's exciting. I'm excited that you signed up for a mixer.
Yeah. I want to do more in-person stuff. Going to the award show last night, I was like, I'm going to look for restaurant owners. And there was nobody. Everyone was married.
Mm-hmm.
So.
At fancy things like that, it's hard.
I know. But sometimes everyone gets wasted and then it becomes this everyone's talking to each other thing. But it really wasn't like that last night. So, oh, well, we tried.
Yeah. He tried. That's all you can ask. I thought I was going to meet the love of my life at Pottery this weekend and I did not go to Pottery. So I have to sign up because I just feel like
that's where you're going
to
meet your person.
Place to meet people.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. Just feels
never
like
say
a really
never.
Good place to lock eyes with somebody.
Well, also, I think you're there for a long time. So, right? Aren't classes long?
3 hours, yeah.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah. In the craft world, not that long. Pretty standard. I'm learning with all these classes I'm looking at.
Every day I talk to Nikki,
don't
she's doing a new craft.
We're attempting to. That's the real. This weekend I'm going to dye silk scarves with flowers.
I'm very excited
Maybe
for you
I
for that.
Maybe I can flirt with a girl there. don't think I'm going to flirt with the guy there.
That feels like a very girly activity, and I agree. I think that this could be where you meet a friend or a lover. Mm-hmm. You never know.
Yeah. Never know. But look at us. We're doing things. We're going out in the world. I'm doing something every single fucking night of the week. So if I don't meet somebody in the wild, I don't know how I will.
Totally. I'm going to a concert on Thursday.
What concert?
Nate Smith. So I thought maybe there'd be some males there, but he's kind of a romantic singer, so I feel like it's going to be couples, but you never know. So
you're going to get really, you're going to get drunk and really sad that you're alone.
Probably. Love that for me.
I did go to this bar that would be my perfect first date bar. I was the only non-couple there. There were so many first dates happening. But I was like, okay, it proves that I want to come back on a first date.
Okay. It was vibes.
It was vibes. And who doesn't want to, like, you know, have a bar with truffle fries and pizza? And, like, vibes.
Yeah. That's open to non-members.
Yeah.
I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Yeah, so. Oh, here's something important that happened at my mixer. This guy comes up to me. I got by, like, I felt like he wasn't trying to get to know me on a friend level. It felt like he was trying to, like, I don't know. But he asked me what I was drinking, and I was like, oh, I'm drinking wine, like, trying to keep it chill on a Tuesday night. He goes, oh, I'm drinking beer because I don't want to spend money. Okay. Even if you were trying to save money, like, I feel like that isn't the line to open up with.
Yeah.
Like, it just felt like.
Men are so bad at this stuff. I can't even. Okay. I went to a vision board making, like, party thing. It was, I'm in this social club, and so it was at this social club. It was like half women, half men, and all I learned from this evening was that I don't understand men at all. Like, the guy next to me was talking about how he decided to sell his bed because he wanted to make sure that he found a new place to live, and if he sold his bed, he would, it would make him find a new place to live faster. That was his like thesis.
Like, his, but his bed couldn't go into his new place.
I don't know what the point of, like, literally he was like, if I sell the bed, then I will find a new place faster because then I can buy a new bed. And I was like, what?
And did now, just, it just to confirm, to make sure he's talking about a bed, is he talking about the bed frame, or was he talking about his mattress? Is he sleeping on the ground right now?
Correct. For like months. This isn't like, and it didn't make him buy a new bed any faster or find a new place to live. I was like, so what was the fucking point? And then later when we were showing our vision boards, I, like,
wait, you had to show your vision, you had to present your vision.
Yeah, we
boards?
Had to present them, which I was like, first
I don't
of
like
all,
that.
This, I was like, this is a very vulnerable thing. So I went really fast because also it was a really long night and I was like, I'm tired. I want to go to bed. Yeah. Everyone's talking about these, like talking about their hopes and dreams. This is too much. And so I was like, mine's in four quadrants, like love, you know, like I want to remodel my bathroom, you know, like, first of all, also everyone else's are so intense and mine, I felt like were so shallow. And I was like, I just felt dumb a little bit. But OK, so I said the thing about love. And I was like, you know, I want to find, you know, date more and find a person. And I was like, Like the guy said something that wasn't like mean or anything, but I was like, but it's really hard because no one has beds. And then I felt guilty.
Oh God.
I felt bad, but I think he took it as a joke. I hope.
Hopefully. Are you interested in him?
No.
Okay, then it's really fine.
He kind of reminded me of my ex, to be honest. I was like, everything you're saying is so, like, he had 900 interests and, like, couldn't focus on one. And
you mean he had ADHD?
No, it just felt like more than that. Like, just, I don't know. Like, yeah, I honestly don't know. He was a nice guy. It was nothing wrong with him, obviously. He was very sweet. But I was just like, oh my God, you're all over the place and you don't have a bed. And I'm like very confused by you. And then the guy sitting next to him also was like, just, I don't know. I was like, what is happening? Why are men so confusing? I don't understand.
I don't know. I'm confused by them every day.
Some of the women's ones were confusing to me too, though. So I know it's not just
men. Well, women
men.
Are confusing too. Like,
I know.
People are confusing.
People are confusing. You're right. It was just, but I guess I went into this thinking like, oh, this is a fun little vision board thing. And most of people's were very like, I want to find inner peace. And I was like, man, so my really cute photos of bathrooms aren't going to cut it for this. Yeah.
If I was there and I had double monies on there.
No one talked about money.
I have two photos of cash on mine. Yeah, I have two photos of cash on my vision board. One for personal, one for business. Mm. You know, just got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But they would have like looked at me like, huh?
I know.
Mm.
Made me laugh a little bit.
Well, I'm glad you went out. Like in that social club is a way to go out.
Yeah, it's a way to meet because it's a lot of men in it.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I went to one, it was like 75% men. So I was like, oh, okay, let's try this again. They have a pickleball one coming up. I think I'm gonna go to. Mm. And
you
they do.
Last time they complimented it, you playing pickleball. So
yeah, correct. They said I looked like I played racket sports, and that made me feel good about myself. So,
a fat girl good at sports.
Racket sports.
Oh man!
Basically, he was like, "You seem like you know your way around a racket," and I was like, "I do. I've got a good grip."
Oh, gross. I gotta go now.
You're looking absolutely fire.
Pookie.
Pookie's looking absolutely fire tonight.
And that all black.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing my Kelly.
I've got my Lucchese boots.
Okay, yeah. Go.
Do you know how expensive those are, by the way?
I don't want to know. More than my rent.
Lucchese boots are all custom. It's crazy.
More, like I said, more than my rent. No.
Okay,
not
you're
for
gonna
me.
You're gonna go do laundry.
I didn't say that. I think you're gonna go do laundry. I said I gotta go.
No.
Once you start talking about being good with your grip, I was like, I gotta deuce.
Not laundry.
Not laundry. Just trying to get away from you.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Follow along with us on Instagram and TikTok at Swipe Bat.
And if you're not a part of our private Facebook group, join that too.
Just search Swipe Bat Podcast.
And if you love us, make sure you subscribe and leave us a review.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.